have a young man here who was a corporate person inside the conference. Talking to win this audience round, they really don't trust corporations. Mark Thomas has been inside.
I'd just like to say that you're a rabble and you should all be battened. And I've actually asked the police if they'll do that, but they don't have the right equipment. A couple of us have got inside there and seen what's going on, and essentially this is, as we might expect, a self-congratulatory festival of people sort of hand-wringing over a few changes in the law. The session that we're involved, or that we sat in, was called litigation risk. So what they're actually worried about, what they perceive as ethics, is actually about damage to their brand. They're not concerned with making ethical changes. They're not concerned with making social changes. What they're concerned about is minimizing any litigation unto themselves. Fortunately for us, the panel, which included a guy who was working at McDonald's, mentioned Coca-Cola and Colombia, and mentioned that there was problems with an independent bottler in Colombia, and we did manage to get the microphone and correct them on their factual misinformation, that in fact Coca-Cola in Colombia accused of conspiring and hiring with the death squads is in fact 46% owned by Coca-Cola. So what we're actually looking at is something that is far from independent. But a question that we put forward to them was this: isn't it inevitable that in a corporation working within the free market, that the drive to increase profits and minimise the costs is going to result in human rights abuse, lack of trade union recognition, and what you're doing here is just actually window dressing. What you're actually doing is just greenwash. To which the McDonald's man replied, no, because the shareholders will disinvest if they believe that it is not socially valuable. I think the slogan of "you're having a fucking laugh" is completely appropriate.